inside or out. Let freedom and fresh paint ring. Schedule your free estimate online at CertaPro.com. That's Certa with a C.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studio.
Oh, my goodness me!
Here are David Basil.
He's got Vincent Ontaverano out.
Roger Scott.
I don't know Chicken Big Big Bay Ball Wall.
And Justin Moore.
That's how a pro chef would tell you to eat it.
Good morning from London, England. Welcome to Morning Mayhem with David Basil, Roger Scott, Justin Moore, and Christian Weaver. Whoopig suey! Los Angeles!
That guy was our tour guide at the Tower of London, and he nailed that. That was a good job by him. All right, 7:06 on this Thursday, June 18th. Big Joe Klein in the studio celebrating 30 years of Corky's today. 30-cent sandwiches, barbecue sandwiches. Limited order. Can't go in there and order 100 of them. Yeah, so, but
you can, like,
30 cents, though. 30 cents.
If you go to the drive-thru, you can get four per car to go. You can get them to go, but it's like four.
Four. And then if you're there in person,
it's one per person. It's one per person.
And then you've been doing the somebody said, did you say 30 cents for the slab of ribs? No.
30
bucks for two slabs of ribs.
That's right.
Hey, shout out to Melissa Qualls. It was Town and Country was the barbecue, and she also threw out Purity Barbecue. And I think Purity and Town and Country are the only two of the four with McClarge and Stubbies that are no longer at Hot Spring.
Trip Keeter said, Corky's is my go-to post-game spot. Never miss an opportunity to go.
Yeah. Hey, thanks to Trip Keeter for giving us this gem.
Offensive orgy.
What, Rick?
Wow, Rick Schaefer.
Offensive orgy.
Offensive orgy. Rick Schaefer. We'll have that for you Tuesday.
And I need to correct this. Whoever was talking about yesterday, they were wrong about Mina. So apparently the one that's finished is the one in Bentonville, what you were talking about, Joe. They just opened it like 6 days ago. I just looked at a picture of it. It's Arkansas's first chairlift mountain bike park. I don't know where that's at. It's in Bella Vista.
In Bella Vista, yeah. And it opened a month ago. It's not.
Once green sets in, it will look better. It looks, it just doesn't look real
new attractive. Construction.
Yeah,
new construction.
But it is bizarre seeing what looks like we've been snow skiing. Yeah. It's like a ski lift. Yeah, I know. And then the one in Mena is coming, they say. So, just thank you for the
question. I wonder if the same people are doing that.
Yeah, it's a good question. Listen, this happening, I think maybe Mount Nebo. Listen, there's mountain bike races. What do they call them? Joe, listen, I can barely walk down
maybe
a mountain.
Gravity.
I can barely drive down a mountain. I don't want to bike it. I'll break my neck. Coming up here shortly, we'll visit with Zach Fisher, the winner of the Corn Ferry Tournament that happened this past weekend, or 2 weeks ago. He's in Arkansas, lives right around the street from Roger. Mm-hmm. Cliff and Susan will be up in the 8 o'clock hour. They're promoting different things. I'm not exactly sure, but they want to come by and hang out a little bit. Melinda Mayo will be with us, brought to you by Sanders Grand Essentials. We got to play Factor Crap, brought to you by Arkansas Municipal Equipment, our friends Daniel and Vanessa Allison.
Right, okay.
Today is National Go Fishing Day. Today is National Splurge Day. You can splurge on Corky's Barbecue.
Go fishing.
National what day?
Splurge. Splurge.
Can you splurge at Corky's?
Did you sign the
waiver?
It's National Panic Day. Do you ever panic, Joe? Yeah, I don't think you panic. Roger panics sometimes.
Every day.
He worries more than he panics.
I do. Really, because I care about people.
I don't think I panic. I'm old. I worry.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is.
U.S. Open is underway on a foggy day at Chittagong.
Play the stinger.
Sing it right. Here we go, Roger. National Go Fishing Day. Here we go.
Man, I fished everywhere, man. And the rivers over there, man. And the lakes over there, man. A fishing I've had my share.
All right, everybody. Take a deep breath. Here we go.
I fished in Beaver, Norfolk, Gillum, Hamilton, Bull Shoals, Millwood, the Great, Catherine, Buffalo, Caddo, Bayou, Bartholomew, Mulberry, Strawberry, King's Frog, Bayou, Washita, White Oak, Atkins, and Overcup, Conway, Chico, Picklebutt to fill it up. I fished everywhere, man.
I fished everywhere, man. You know what? Roger, Joe, super talented guy. I don't know who I was talking about. I was talking with Rex Horn, who was our Clergy Bowl winner, and just talking about... we're really blessed, Joe, how many people. We put out something yesterday. Go, how strong is our signal? We had about 50 people from all over the state.
I lose it about Clarksville.
Yeah, okay. that's where that's really what started the conversation. Sure. I was there in Clarksville the other day.
Yeah.
And people,
it's spotty. Like sometimes it's past, a little past.
Well, you know, it's funny. If you go different directions, it goes more. That's about an hour and a half.
It's
about an hour and a half, right? Yeah. So some places you can get to 2 hours, but.
It's 90 miles. It's roughly 90 miles from where you get on 6:30.
Well, we are very grateful.
Not 6:30.
It's a halfway point from here to Fayetteville.
The great thing, Joe, is that you know that our Chenal Tower, and it Chenal spelled differently. Chenal Mountain is what did I say? It was SCH.
Yeah.
It is 100 stories tall. It's the size of what the old World Trade Center was. 100 stories tall.
Oh, wow.
And so we're very fortunate. We call it the flamethrower. Our signal that goes, hour and a half that kind of way. But thank goodness we also have the ability to stream. And we have people listening all over the place. We had a lady tell us the other day, a young woman that was, because when I go out of town, I listen to you guys. I have fixed on you guys.
That's the best thing in the world. Well, but there are parts when you're driving down 40. I don't know if it's Russellville.
And your streaming's gotten better.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so better.
You lose satellite service driving up to Russellville or a little bit past that or somewhere. There's some dead spots there.
I'll tell you what's amazing that when I'm listening to the radio, when you go through the tunnel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
If you're listening to a Fayetteville station, Chuck and Bo, I don't stream you guys. I listen to Chuck and Bo.
I'm kidding. See you, Joe. Anyway, yes, go ahead. Anyway, yes.
But no, when you go through the tunnel, it's like, you start.
I know. And that was crazy how that works. I know.
Yeah, it's amazing.
By the way, too, the College World Series, it doesn't start till Saturday.
Yeah.
Oklahoma. It just seems like this thing is going on forever. I mean,
how would you like if you were
there 2 weeks? I know. You're over there 2 weeks.
When I went up there when the Hogs lost.
The Oregon.
And
Oregon
we had rain delays.
Yeah.
I mean, we were up there.
More than 2 weeks,
we were
I think.
Up there. 7 days at least. I don't think we went to the first couple of games. We went, but there were a couple of days where it rained. I mean, we were there.
What do you think? Now, Christian, we brought this up too. What do you think if you get to this point? What Oklahoma and North Carolina are now going to play best of three, which could go all the way to next Monday. Why don't you just play one game? Play it for the championship. You've got this point.
It's baseball, they don't do
that. I know. Just play one game. Play it for this is all the marbles. You know, wait, all the marbles. We've been playing since February. Yeah. You know, anyway, that's just me. It's going to be Oklahoma, North Carolina. Didn't see that coming. 661-1037 if you want to be a part of the show.
We were mad that we did not, when we played Oklahoma, we were very upset that we didn't sweep them.
Yeah, we beat them. We won the series.
We lost the last game. Yeah.
They've hit more home runs in the last 16 games than they did the first 45 games.
And I remember
them
when they were coming in, because I think I heard Phil and Bubba talking about, how they're an old school speed team. They don't hit a lot of home runs.
Yeah, and now they're just killing it. Yeah. And they held Georgia to like a 180 batting average, and they hit only a handful of home runs.
They got a freshman pitcher that's like they threw in at the end of the year, and he's like he's killing it. You know, number 99. I think Raider or something like that. But he's like just. Nobody can hit him.
Did want to mention thanks again to the five folks there at Hope Church last night as I get presented the Clergy Bowl trophy to Rex Horn. Really nice folks right around the corner from here. Roger Wu will be over. Hey, listen, if you're over in Hot Springs, come see us at the Ohio Club. Have you met Sadiq, the owner? He's bought like five restaurants over there, but Fisherman's Wharf, J&S Italian Villa, the Ohio Club. We'll be over there from 11:30 for an hour. Just want to try out the food, hear the history.
You going today?
Yeah. So if you guys are over there, come by.
Drop anything off?
You want to take some barbecue over there?
I'll take them some pulled pork sandwiches.
I'll do it.
So if you're in the area, come over and say hello, and then we'll figure out the next stop, Roger. You know, Joe, think about it. It's 3 hours to Blytheville, where the Dixie Pig is, and then it's whatever's the Mina.
Two and a half hours to Mina. Yeah. Is it a couple to Mariana?
Mariana, a couple to Jones.
It's going to be a road trip, Joe. It's going to be guy stuff, dude stuff, man.
Do you want to go with us to the NASCAR race? Have you been to a NASCAR race?
Never been to one.
Okay. That's not your deal?
It's going to stink of America, brother. It's going to be so.
We're flying commercial.
It's going to be so good.
Flying commercial.
We're doing right now? Wait a minute. Excuse me, Joe. What'd you say?
We're flying commercial. Yeah, we're not flying private. You're not driving. So.
Oh, no. You got what you need to do. If you're going to do it, you should rent an RV.
Yes.
And park in the
infield. That's how
put your chairs up on top.
We do.
Put your chairs up on top. Get you some.
Those old webbing lawn chairs.
Get you some Bush Light.
Yes. Steve Qualls, our NASCAR contributor. We'll be going with us. And he's so excited. We've got some connections, Joe, where we're going to be in the infield right there in the pit.
Yeah.
We've got a future. We got a future.
Have headphones?
Yeah.
Oh.
Future. We got a future star. His name is Jake Finch. 21 years old, driving for Dale Earnhardt Jr. His dad is best friends with my dad. He used to own the race team, Finch race team back in the 90s. So, yeah.
I get tattoos, Joe.
We'll visit with
a lot of tank tops and halter tops down there in the pit.
We'll visit with Zach Fisher coming up shortly.
Which one are you wearing?
This is all right. So these are here's the deal. Only 32 country songs have ever gone number one. Our buddy Justin Moore, can't wait to get him back at some point. You know, he's got 14 number ones, Roger. I don't think he's ever had one cross over to a pop number one.
Nope.
So 32 country songs have gone number one on the pop side or on the non-country side. So I'm just going to give you the most recent. I knew it. Taylor Swift. Choosing Texas by Ella Langley. That's a very popular song.
That's a country song.
That's a country song that went number one on pop.
I mean, when you listen to that, you go, that's some
of
those.
Well, she started in country.
Yeah, well, she still is. But I'm just saying
Taylor
the song.
Taylor Swift is still in country?
No. I just mentioned Ella Langley.
No, you said Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I just got through mentioning.
At the same time, you said the same thing.
Turn it up.
Oh, it's there.
Taylor Swift started country, and she's completely pop now.
Okay.
But Choosing Texas is the hottest song now that's out now.
Okay.
She's a country girl.
Yeah.
And attractive at that. And then the other one, Roger, Morgan Wallen, a ton of Morgan Wallen. What I Want, Love Somebody. Of course, Roger, you should know this one. What's the one that was a big argument with country? That's not even country. Shaboozy. Justin Morgan goes, I don't even know what a shaboozy is.
Yeah, I have no
idea. And then another one, I Had Some Help, Morgan Wallen, Post Malone. Anyway, Beyonce, Texas Hold'em. So those are just a few. Now let's go back to go back a little bit older.
Yeah.
When it's a real country
song going pop.
Rich, remember this one, Roger? Rich Men, North of Richmond, Oliver Anthony during COVID, that guy that had the red beard.
Yeah.
Okay, so now let's get back to sort of our time. First of all, go back to 1999, Amazed, Lone Star. So that crossed over. And, Roger, you brought this up earlier, Island in the Stream,
yep.
Kenny Rogers, Dolly Parton.
I was thinking of them separate. I wasn't even thinking of that song. I was thinking about either one of them having something separate.
No,
Kenny was, he had buzz.
Yeah, this
country.
Was, the, now get ready, Roger. Here we go. We'll see how fast Roger can find these songs.
Well, I'm not going to.
So Island in the Stream.
Yeah.
Island in the Stream, Kenny Rogers. Don't you give up?
No, no, it's no, it's not. I'm not going to give them to you as fast as you can tell me because it's not going to happen. Go ahead. It's not an attitude. What I'm saying is that you're going to give. I don't want to slow you down.
I'll be slow. Island in the Stream was the first one, 1983. I Love a Rainy Night.
Okay, see, I can't even get the first one out. That's what I'm
going to give you time. Yeah, I don't want to hear Island in the Stream. I don't want to hear Island in the Stream.
I don't either.
But I Love a Rainy
Night. He's got his hands folded.
I Love a Rainy Night, Eddie Rabbit.
I love that. I didn't know it went pop.
Yeah, it did. So 1980.
Can you look it up, please?
This next one, Roger, and Christian, I'll give you a chance. And you should know this one, Joe. 1980 was featured in a movie. It was the main song.
Smokey and the Bandit.
No. 1980. This was a song that was a country song that made it pop.
It's Urban Cowboy.
Getting close, getting warm. Queen of country music currently. The matriarch of country music right now.
That's Dolly.
And?
Oh,
movie.
9 to 5.
9 to 5 is correct. Okay. 9 to 5, good job. All right, here we go, another one. These are all in the 80s that crossed over.
Yeah.
Kenny Rogers, you mentioned it earlier.
Gambler.
Not the Gambler.
No, it's, wasn't that a love song about
it? It is.
She Believes in Me.
No.
That's close. That's
Roger,
close,
I'm going to give you one more shot.
First letter.
L. Lady.
Lady. Okay. Who wrote that song?
Lionel Richie.
That's it.
And then, now listen, and then
he also wrote Islands in the Stream.
We get close to home, Roger.
That was Bee Gees.
We get close to home, Roger. Who's next?
Close to home, Justin Moore.
Glenn Campbell.
Johnny Cash.
Oh, yeah. Again, we're going back. We're back in the 70s now.
Rhinestone Cowboy.
Not Rhinestone Cowboy. Which is surprising. Glenn Campbell had the crossover in 1977 with Southern Nights.
Wow.
Southern Nights was a crossover. Now, this is one of Roger's and my favorite. 1975. Again, these are country songs that crossed over. And I think this was a song that we love to sing. I'll give you the artist has just initials for his first name.
Yeah.
And it's not even really singing. It's more like talking.
Is it Whispering Bill Anderson?
No.
Talking.
C.W. McCall, Convoy.
Oh, my gosh.
The CB one.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That was 1975. Well, listen, I mean, Roger and I love back in those days. I remember that. I had a CB. Oh, did you ever go to the CB?
I never had one, but I had friends who had one. I used to go down to a guy that would was at the barbershop, and we would sit out in his car when he didn't have anybody to when he didn't have anybody to any hair to cut, and we'd listen to the CB radar.
So cool.
And then so drive I-70 with a guy to Kansas City on I-70, and they'd be like, you got a Smokey at got a Smokey at exit 38.
Well, you had Smokey in the band that helped get to that. That 1975. That was Convoy, C.W. McCall. Hey, listen, that was number one in our country, not just country, pop Billboard. All right, Roger.
Now, when I hear that and you say number one, I think about all the brothers down in Kansas City, and heard this stuff. Heard this come on, they're like, this country, this country is going the wrong way.
What year was that?
That was 75.
So probably right about that time was also Sugar Hill Gang coming out on the other side.
Like, we gotta counterbalance this.
Right.
So there were five more songs that were crossover. It was the nature of that time for music. Roger, here we go.
Casey Kasem had to bring it.
Sure.
The number one song in the country, Convoy.
So here you go. I'm Sorry, John Denver.
I'm Sorry.
That was number one.
That was number one.
I don't know that song.
I really know that. That is like a.
I don't recognize
it. It's like something you'd play at a funeral.
I don't recognize it.
No, I mean, it's just.
We don't have it.
Roger, Rhinestone Cowboy, you were correct. Okay. But it was 1975 crossover. John Denver.
Well, who'd you say the I'm Sorry was?
John Denver.
So he's got two of them?
Two cross. That's how big he was. And, of course, this is our boy, Greg Campbell. Huh?
Rocky Mountain.
Thank God I'm a country boy.
Oh, now
that. Thank God I'm a country boy.
I like that.
So he had that one, and he had I'm Sorry, number one.
Country boy that you can. Early to rise, early in the sack.
So Roger, of course, I remember these were again, country was crossing over. John Denver, Glenn Campbell, Kenny Rogers, sing it, Joe.
Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, a simple kind of life, never did me no harm. Raising me a family, working on the farm. These are all filled with an easy cup of chum. Thank God I'm a country boy.
Joe Clyde.
I cannot stand up right now.
Wow.
Dude,
Roger, the next one. The last two in 75 are different ones.
All right. Male or female?
Male.
Both male?
I'll give you the first one. This first artist has the same first and last, has same letter, first and last name. We actually talked about him the other day.
First name, last name. It's country artist, first name.
It's not his real name, I don't think.
No, it's not Conway Twitty.
No?
F.
Freddie Fender is correct. Before the next teardrop falls.
Wow, way to go, Joey. You were on top of it.
What was his name again? You guys, I heard you.
His real name was not Freddie Fender. That's right. No. He changed it.
But like, even if he wasn't a singer, I would get why he would change his name from what it was.
All right, Roger.
Because the other one was his prison name, which was he was in prison for a few years.
So let me cruise through these last few ones. This is 25 on the list of 32. That have crossed over from country to number one in pop. Another Somebody Done Somebody Wrong song. B.J. Thomas, 1975. Yeah. Do you remember that
one? He was huge with that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it was. I Can Help, Billy Swan. Remember that one, 1974? I guess so. Started number one in country.
This right here stinks of beer joint music right here. I can smell beer and urine.
It's your happiness.
That is just...
Most of all,
I would be walking
number
to school.
One on both charts.
Unreal. I'm walking to Goldstein Elementary School in Hot Springs, Arkansas. Excuse me, Central Junior High School. So it was junior high, and I have to go through a couple of bars in the neighborhood. You got to walk right past them. This stuff was cranking.
I would not have guessed that this crossed over on the pop. This is surprising. A few more. Now, again, different time in our country.
Yeah, no brothers were folks. Yeah.
Well, if you changed it into Freddie Fender, his name was Hispanic or Spanish, so nobody's going to buy it.
1973, Roger and Joe, The Most Beautiful Girl, Charlie Rich. Now we go back 1960.
Hey.
That's it.
Won't you play? Another.
Did you happen to see?
That's B.J. Thomas.
Yeah, the most beautiful. Yeah. So the other one, The Most Beautiful Girl, 1973, Charlie Rich. 1968, Harper Valley PTA, Jeannie C. Riley.
Oh, son.
1968, Honey, Bobby Goldsboro. That was one of my dad's favorite songs.
Here it is.
Tristeza.
Tristeza.
Listen, our taste in music was a little bit different in our country back then.
See the tree, how big it's grown, but friend,
this David works out to, he does legs to this.
Wasn't big.
Is this Sonny or is that the other one?
It's Sonny.
Because he had two. The other one is Roger. Big Bad John, Jimmy Dean, 1961.
Oh, yeah.
El Paso, Marty Robbins, 1959.
RJ sang that.
And the last one, this was the first one that ever crossed over, I guess, when they started having charts. We just mentioned this the other day. Was written by an Arkansan, Battle of New Orleans, Johnny Horton, 1959.
Oh, yeah.
So all those songs that we just mentioned, Joe, started on the country's charts, bounced over, and got to number one. And now, now Morgan Wallen does it about every. Because
She was. Where's your honey at? Oh, thank you, Bobby.
How about this? Number one in our country on both the pop and country charts. Along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi.
We took a little bacon and we took a little beans and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans.
We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. It wasn't now as many as there was a while ago. Fired once more and they began a running. Went down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Of America now, you'd have to change your name.
All right, we'll take a break. Yeah, that just goes to show, Roger, when we always talk with Justin, we argue with Justin Moore about Glenn Campbell, about how big he was. And of course, a lot of people in country, true country guys like Justin and you and Joe Nichols, old country will never say Glenn Campbell's bigger than George Jones or whatever. But this goes to show you, he was so big that he had crossover hits that were number one on the pop charts.
We don't even talk about what he did with the Beach Boys.
We don't talk
about him being part of that other sessions band as well.
And Joe, I don't know if you heard us the other day when we were talking about the bands in the 80s that we loved when we were in school, Gap Band, Jazz, Gap Band, Midnight Star, The Time. Is it Jazz Band? Dad's Band, Gap Band, Midnight Star. Gap Band, Joe.
All their songs.
Joe, all the sad dropped a bomb on me. Get you on the dance floor, though. Roger's going to take us to the break with Charlie Rich. Come back, we'll visit. Hey.
Where's he from?
Did you happen to see
no. the right. They had a store there. No, Colt. C-O-L-T, Colt. We went there.
We sure did. We'll come back. We'll visit with Roger's neighbor, Zach Fisher, who was the most recent winner on the Corn Ferry Tour.
They say he can't get in right away. He's out working on his yard.
The yard Nazi, so Roger's making sure he gets it done.
Listen, every time that anybody walks by with their big dog, I just said, All right,
you have
one of them little blue or pink bags in your hand?
We've got the gentle giant, Joe Klein, in the studio for another 30 minutes. Hey, go by Corky's today and celebrate 30 years with him. 30 cents for a barbecue sandwich, limited supply, of course, and also a great rib deal for $30. Yeah.
Two racks.
Yeah, it'll be a fun day at Corky's. All you folks in Hot Springs, get ready. We're coming.
And hell's coming with us.
You hear?
What I had done. I stood alone in the cold gray dawn and knew I'd lost my morning sun. I lost my head and I said some things. Now comes the heartaches that the morning brings. I know I'm wrong, but I couldn't see. I let my world slip away from me. So hey.
Chris Kane joins Morning Mayhem each Monday to mix it up with the guys. Chris Kane on Morning Mayhem is presented by Trader Bills. Trader Bills, your one-stop shop for all things lake.
This is SportsCenter.
Yesterday in the World Cup, in the first game, the Democratic Republic of Congo forced a 1-1 draw with Portugal. It's DR Congo's first time playing in the World Cup in 52 years when they were then known as Zaire. They scored their first goal in history as well in Yohan Wiese's goal in stoppage time at the end of the first half. In Game 2, England beat Croatia 4-2. Harry Kane, the Ballon d'Or favorite, scored two goals in the win. In Game 3, Ghana beat Panama 1-0 in the 95th minute as Caleb Urenci scored the game winner. Then in the final game of the day, Colombia beat Uzbekistan 3-1. Today, Game 2s of the group stages will start. Czechia and South Africa will face off at 11. Bosnia and Switzerland will play at 2. And Mexico will face South Korea at 8. All of those games can be seen on Fox. I'm Christian Weaver of the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
Partly cloudy today, still hot and humid. There is a 20% chance of a shower or thunderstorm. We'll have a high of 91. Tonight, rain chance picks up. 30% chance of rain showers and thunderstorms overnight as the front moves through. We'll drop down to 70 overnight. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports, is now available right here in Arkansas. The biggest stage in world soccer is only a few days away, and every goal changes every single thing. And now FanDuel is giving you a reason to root for every single goal. Introducing Every Goal Pays. Get to FanDuel in partnership with Oakland Sports and bet on a match and get bonus bets for every goal scored in that match. That's right. More goals means more bonus bets, and all you have to do is turn on your token. Visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started now. Let there be goals on FanDuel. Turn on your token. FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports, has you taken care of. 21 plus and present in Arkansas. Opt-in is required. Must apply bonus token. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions do apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, it's Frank Fletcher from the Fletcher Dodge store here in Sherwood. Folks, if you're shopping for a new car or truck, I hope you'll come see us and give us a chance to earn your business. We have huge discounts, 0% financing available, and we'll give you $1,000 over Kelley Blue Book value for your trade-in. Folks, I guarantee you a hassle-free buying experience. And if you've had credit problems in the past, listen to this. We have an easy pre-approval process. Just go to FletcherCredit.com to get started. You can be pre-approved in minutes. It's really not hard. FletcherCredit.com. Folks, we're also still buying cars every day. If you got an old car or truck you want to turn into cash, bring it to Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood and ask for Chris or Andy. Shop Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood before you buy anywhere else. Shop in person or shop online at FletcherDeals.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
That's what I'm talking about.
What is it?
Give him a couple more songs right now to type off.
I want to go back to that.
There you go. We miss Justin Moore, Roger, to argue with him about greatness of all the guys.
Well, he would be poo-pooing over. He'd be like,
Glenn Campbell.
It ain't country! It's not country!
He respects
Glenn Campbell. Okay. Yeah.
But he would say it's not, you know.
By the way, Christian Weaver was not unable to contribute that last segment.
You know what? I apologize, yeah. Christian.
He was. I wonder why he was so silent.
If you wouldn't have been so mad with your hands folded, looking down at your chair because
I wasn't mad,
yes,
Joe.
Were. Roger did.
I'm going to cover my mouth.
Roger did a great job.
Just stop it, Dazzle. Now listen, tonight I want you to come down to Hot Springs, Arkansas, Mainline Sports Bar. That's right.
That's Thursday. Oh,
you know what?
Wow.
You know what I need to do?
Is your picture on the marquee?
Oh, my gosh, is it on there? It's as big as the state of Texas. You know what I need to do, Joe? I need to get some Corky's gift certificates and give away to people in Hot Springs who don't make it up to, why would I go to Little Rock? To see JoJo.
Joe Klein hanging out with us. Got two Corky's locations, West Little Rock and North Little Rock. And both the specials, the celebration?
Yes.
Apply to both? No, just one. Okay. West Little Rock for the sandwiches?
West Little Rock's not 30 years, but let me...
North Little Rock's not 30 years.
30 years.
Absolutely. Yeah, West Little Rock is 30.
Boy, that's a great question. That's something that needs to be verified.
Sorry, Joe.
But no, that's a great question.
So West Little Rock, how many years before North Little Rock? 5 years? Five or seven?
I would say...
10?
7 or 8. I mean, I can't remember.
Will
was like 2. I would say it's like 22.
Okay, so North Little Rock 22. So this is just for West Little Rock. You're going to confirm that.
I'm going to confirm.
Let's bring in, we've been talking about this guy. We met him yesterday in the studio. The newest member on the, newest winner on the Corn Ferry Tour. He's a Saline County resident, lives right around the corner from Roger now. But we call him Champ because he just won. Zach Fisher. Zach, good morning. How are you?
His yard is impeccable.
Yes.
Good morning, guys. Good morning. Glad to finally make it home with you guys.
Hey, listen, so funny. I think it's the music they're playing, Raj. Oh. Yeah, Josh Curtis was listening the other day and texted us and said, do you know that the guy who just won the most recent Corn Ferry tour is Roger's neighbor? And we're like, no way. Because we've been talking, you know, we talked to John. We talked to John Daly each week.
Curtis doesn't talk to me either. He high-sized me.
And we, you know, Zach, we talked to John Daly weekly, and we were talking about his son playing in the Corn Ferry. And I finally we realized that I said, John, did you know the guy who beat your son the other day, John Jr., Joe, finished 55th? Number one guy is here in Arkansas. So, first of all, welcome to the show, man. How are you doing?
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I want to tell Roger that I'm currently making the rounds without some plastic bags.
What?
But Arnie, my dog.
Arnie Palmer.
He does a great job, making my grass grow a little bit better. So it's going to take a little break for a second.
Yeah. So Roger and Zach and Curtis all live in Benton. And so you listen. So there's a story on you, Zach, and you're going to be on with Trey Schaap next Friday it's next week. Okay, yeah, on the short grass. So you grew up in Texarkana. You went to Texas High, right? The Texas side.
Correct. Yeah. So I grew up on the Texas side and went to UT Arlington for college.
Yeah.
And moved up here in Little Rock. Got married to my wife. She's from the Bryant area, and we moved to Benton in that neighborhood in 2016. And I've been here for about 12 years. Practiced out at Pleasant Valley. They've been great to me out there, and Little Rock's, I guess, home for me now.
Joe, it's amazing. So it was the tournament was the Acunet Classic, and you had started 171 times, 171 times, Zach, without a win, and you get your first win on the Corn Ferry Tour, which is pretty cool, Joe. Obviously, you played that many times. Did you ever think, man, am I ever going to win this thing? Did you have time? Did you ever give up on yourself? Think, crap, am I ever going to win this thing?
I think that's been a big question I've gotten. And to be honest with you, there's been multiple times where I kind of thought it may have been the end. But my wife, you know, she's just such an amazing woman. And I mean, she's a court reporter. She's a graphic designer. I mean, she does weddings, videography for weddings. She's just an incredible woman. And she's definitely kept the dream alive per se. And then, so many people have prayed for me to know, you know, what I should do in this life. And it's been a wild ride, but it's amazing that we finally got a win. And I guess it was my 171st start, like you said. It was off and on. I've been off and on for like 10 years on that tour. And hopefully we can get to the big tour this year. That'd be awesome.
I see him sometimes on the range at PV.
Oh, you've seen him?
Yeah, and I get as far away from him as possible.
Because he can crush it. He's not a big guy. He's not a big guy, but he can crush it, right, Jeff?
I get as far away from him as he can.
He can make you look bad.
Oh, my gosh.
So
that just
big, I'm like, man, I don't want him to, like, you know, he looks like a bodyguard out there, so I'm kind of scared sometimes to go shake his hand. Like, man, he may break my hand as big as that dude is.
you could walk out there with blindfolds on and just listen.
Yeah,
and you'd
how
go, which one? Who's the good golfer?
Yeah, right.
And you'd go, the guy on my left, and it would be him.
Well, let's...
Because you wouldn't be hearing, damn it!
Let's point out, Zach Fisher, if you just joined the show. So now you have won. You won the 2023 Argentina Open, which earned you exemption in the 2023 Open Championship at Royal Liverpool. You also qualified for the U.S. Open early in your career, 2013. You finished, I think, tied for 14th at the 2019 Valero Texas Open. And Joe and Roger, here's the thing that was impressive. And Joe, I know you've heard of this, and Roger, maybe you have, Q School.
Oh.
So, listen, Zach Fisher has won Q School twice, two-time winner. It's a grueling, the Q School is a grueling deal. And you beat out Justin Thomas, Max Homa, and several other notable pros while you were doing that, right?
Absolutely, yeah. That was my, I guess, my first big accomplishment, to your point. And I didn't really honestly know about, you know, what it would do. And unfortunately, it was the year after they changed the format to go just for the Corn Ferry Tour. It was the first year they went just straight to the Corn Ferry Tour. So I was the first year that it went straight to the Corn Ferry Tour, not the PGA Tour. And then the second time I won was the last year that it did that. And I'm like, man, I almost got the book in. Like, can we, you know, get to the PGA Tour? Let's go. So yes. To actually win this tournament gets me much closer than I've ever been, probably ever in my career, definitely to this point, where I could actually have a chance to get a PGA Tour card, which is awesome.
Nice. Yeah, certainly hope that. Also, I noticed on his shirt, Simmons Bank. I know that George Makris reached out to you at some point. I don't know what point going back. But you're a Simmons Bank man from a sponsorship standpoint, amongst your other sponsors, but that's one of the local sponsors.
Yeah. Simmons Bank has been awesome to me. George reached out to me after I won Q School the second time, and they realized that, you know, I live here in Arkansas, and, you know, Simmons Bank being just, even though it's a regional, you know, Fortune 500 bank, it's still every single branch I've ever been to. They just feel like a small-town bank, and I've told them that multiple times, and I think that's probably one of the cool things about the bank, and the leadership is incredible, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
You also are represented by Sub-70 Golf. I'm not familiar with that. I've seen the logo. There's a line, and then 70's under it, and you, and John Daly, yeah. John Daly's a part of that group too, right? Did we lose him?
I think it was in 2019, and that was the year that I kind of lost status. And I reached out. TaylorMade was my sponsor at the time, and they were going to make me, you know, get clubs and buy clubs. And I'm like, you know, I don't really want to buy them because everyone knows they're crazy expensive. And I saw a post on social media that had this picture of these beautiful golf clubs, and I reached out to Sub-70 on social media. And now the founder and CEO we're really, really good friends. And he's actually going to be in Springfield next week where we go. And I'm going to have probably a celebratory dinner with him. And it's going to be a great time.
Well, my favorite thing, guys, if you haven't seen it, Google it right now. Go Zach Fisher celebrates with family on the 18th green. And Joe, he's got two little daughters that came up. And Roger, it is so classic. And they were just hanging on. They don't know what's going on. But that was a cool moment you get to celebrate that with your wife and kids.
I mean, honestly, it was just a storybook moment. There could have been any tournament that, you know, I played it, like you said, 171 times, and it could have been my time in any of those times. And they have, I mean, they probably get to come to maybe 6-7 events a year. And for that to be the tournament that they attend, and having my girls run up to me after I had made that putt, it just basically, it was like a dream. And I wouldn't have had it any other way. It was just unbelievable. And, maybe we'll get to do it again this year. It would be incredible if I could win another time. That would get me really, really close.
We asked you yesterday, if you just joined the show, we're visiting with Zach Fisher, who just won his first Corn Ferry Tour event. We were talking to you here at the station yesterday. I asked you, I guess you know Ken Duke and Glenn Day and you know, yeah, I mean, I guess if you're in this circle of the state, Joe, you know, you're going to know everybody. I don't know if you know, obviously John Daly Jr. or the second played in that tournament last week that you won. Are you close with any of the Arkansas golfers that have good, you know, friendships or connections with them or no?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Austin Cook, he lives up in Jonesboro, and he's one on the PGA Tour, and he's currently playing on and off the PGA Tour, Corn Ferry Tour. And then I've got a lot of buddies here in the Little Rock area. The UALR coach, Austin Oaf, that we play golf a lot, and then the assistant coach, Magnus Lomholt, and back when Patrick Sullivan was playing, we played a lot of golf. He's a teacher now, and he's doing a really cool thing called Dogwood Golf and Social that I can't wait for it to open up in October. That's going to have a bunch of simulators, and you can chip and putt inside. Maybe we could even get the radio station in there when they do the grand opening. That'd be awesome if you guys could go in there and hit some shots. That'd be awesome. Catering.
What's the best? First of all, what is your home course? Is it PV, or what's your home course here in Arkansas?
So, yeah, Pleasant Valley is definitely where I would call my home course. But I've been blessed to, you know, make quite a few connections. And I can go out to Chenal and CCLR and
everybody.
Texas Tennis Country Club is always going to kind of be home because that's where I'm from originally. And Art Romero's awesome down there. And Billy Power, the GM. And Texas Country Club has been my top five of probably every course I've ever played in my life. It's beautiful. I think Bryce and DeChambeau did a video on YouTube with they call it Little Augusta, and he did it kind of for prep for the Masters. And it's just an unbelievable place. It's beautiful. They got the azaleas during the spring. It's it's gorgeous, and I love it down there. It's only an hour and a half from my house here in Benson, so I'll drive down there in the wintertime a lot and go practice down there. And but it's been great. I've got so many connections here in the Little Rock area, and everybody's been great for me.
Well, we're super happy for you. Well, obviously, we'll be locked into your career now. I guess you've seen the U.S. Open, foggy conditions this morning. You got anybody that you're rooting for or that you have a favorite that you think is going to walk away with a win this weekend?
I mean, some of these Korn Ferry Tour guys that, you know, they qualified at sectionals, and they've got quite a few buddies that, you know, I see every single week at the tournaments, and hopefully they can have a great week. I play with James Nicklaus in the Saturday round in Amarillo, and he's trying to figure out a way to get from Amarillo, you know, all the way up to Southampton, New York, to go play Shinnecock. So there's a lot of really cool stories. One of my really good friends is Sam Stevens, and he's had a great year, a great few years on the PGA Tour. I'd love to see him pull it out. So that's kind of my pick is Sam Stevens.
Well, listen, we know, beware of the Gestapo.
You know
the yard Nazi, Roger Scott. He'll be driving around.
He's looking at his phone right now, but his ring camera.
To see if he can see.
You're not walking by and doing anything to
let your dog take a poop on his yard.
What's wild is that when meeting Zach yesterday and you told me who you were and all that, I should have known that's who you were because I always just tell my wife, who's the guy that's walking his dog and has one of those big check presentation checks that he's walking around the neighborhood with? I said, what is that? Now I know.
And you know, the dog's name is Arnold Palmer.
It's Arnold Palmer.
What kind of dog is it?
Big dog.
He's an English cream golden retriever, so he's a real white dog, so he's hard to miss.
Well, let me tell you this, Zach.
He leaves big.
Yeah.
Somebody used to.
Well,
big present.
Zach, you know that Josh Curtis now knows the pressure is on, that Roger Scott.
Well, Josh.
Gestapo.
I didn't even know Josh knew who I was. Yeah. He didn't even talk to me.
So listen,
skips my house at Halloween.
Roger will be driving by your yard next, dropping little hints.
But you won't know it's me because I'll have a mustache on to disguise myself.
Hey, listen, man. Great to have you, Mark. Great to have you on the show. Congratulations on the win. Continued success, man. We'll be following you. I hope you just get on a winning streak here.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you, guys. Appreciate you having me on, and I'd love to do it again at some point.
Done. Great to meet you,
Zach
neighbor.
Fisher.
Thanks, Zach.
Yeah, he'll be again from the short grass next week. So, all right, we'll come back and wrap things up with Joe. Don't go away. For my good friends at Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Roosevelt, celebrating 50 years of business. Now is the time to start planning for your new pool. It's a huge investment, and having a company that you can trust is crucial. Owners Jeremy and Shane Lawson build the pools themselves, so they will know every inch of your new pool. Luxury Pool and Spa is also your Central Arkansas headquarters for chemicals, and they have great rebates going on now for Pool Life and Bakwasil Pool Chemicals. Just bring in a water sample, and the trained professionals at Luxury Pool and Spa will ensure that your pool has the proper chemicals needed. Luxury Pool and Spa is also the proud dealer of Pollywood Outdoor Furniture with Climate Tough and a 20-year warranty. They also carry Pentair pool equipment, pool toys, and the Big Green Eggs. It's the perfect time to turn your backyard into your everyday oasis this summer with Luxury Pool and Spa, celebrating 50 years in business. Take it from a happy customer. They are the best. Live the life of luxury with Luxury Pool and Spa. Check them out online at luxurypoolarkansas.com.
Ruger RXM 9mm, on sale for $349.90, $50 savings. Ruger 10/22 Wood, 22 Long Rifle, on sale for $249.90, $50 savings. Fort Thompson's in Sherwood.
An evening with legendary comedian Jeff Foxworthy.
But they have a rule in my neighborhood. If you walk your dog and your dog does his business in somebody else's yard, you need to get a little plastic bag, pick it up, and dispose of it. So you drive through my neighborhood and there's all these attractive women walking around with poo-poo purses.
Jeff Foxworthy Live. Saturday, July 11th. Saracen Casino Event Center. Get tickets now through Ticketmaster.
It's the win-win that leads to a grin-grin. You get a family membership to the Little Rock Racquet Club or Athletic Club. You get in shape. They get in the pool. And boy, do they have pools. Your Little Rock Racquet or Athletic Club. people will witness the fitness.
When your truck can't perform, the whole job slows down. Powers, Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock specializes in Muncie PTOs and pumps, hydraulics and vocational truck systems that keep your fleet working hard. From refuse trucks to utility and construction equipment, their experienced team delivers reliable repairs and quality parts fast. From headlight to taillight and everything in sight, they'll help reduce downtime and keep your crews moving. Visit PowersTruckParts.com today.
Hi, folks. It's Chris Zender here at Frank Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. When you're in the market for a new Dodge Chrysler Jeep or Ram, we hope you give us a chance to earn your business. Here's some things to consider. Fletcher Dodge has been family-owned dealer here in Sherwood for over 25 years. We know how to take care of our customers to keep them coming back. Every Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram dealer pays the same price for their vehicles. It's the dealer that makes the difference. We'll give you the best deal up front. No haggling, no arguing. We make it easy to buy a new vehicle. And we'll pay you more for your trade-in. Compare our deal to anybody's, and you'll buy from us. Come see us today for the deal of a lifetime on new Dodge Chrysler Jeep or Ram. At Frank Fletcher Dodge, you always get the best price, the lowest finance rate, and more for your trade. And we promise you a hassle-free buying experience. We want to be your dealer for life. Shop Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood before you buy anywhere else. Just tell us what you're looking for, and we'll make you a deal. Come see us in person at Fletcher Dodge on Warden Road in Sherwood or shop online at FletcherDeals.com.
Join the Zone this Friday with Justin and Phil broadcasting live from UAMS Health Ortho Now, the walk-in orthopedic clinic located inside the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital on the UAMS campus in Little Rock. Ortho Now provides fast, expert care for orthopedic injuries with no appointment required. The Zone starting at 10 at UAMS Health Ortho Now right here on 103.7 The Buzz.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios, Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Well, life on the farm is kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy like me can't hack. It's early to rise, early in the sack. Thank
that's
God
right.
I'm a country boy. Well, a simple kind of
I told him to do it. He said, if you're not going to do it, I'll just use his name and do it myself.
I didn't say I wasn't going to do it, but
I'm going to make a complaint on behalf of Roger.
Thank you. Exactly. Yeah, we got to get some things done here. Someone says, Joe, when I went and used, this is from our Middleton Eaton Air text line. Joe, when I went and used my gift card, thank you for the gift card, I got the steak burger and barbecue nachos. I made a mistake by trying to eat both in one sitting. They were very good, but definitely needed a go box.
Yeah.
And Joe, you know, sometimes Joe will donate gift cards to Morning Mayhem.
Yeah.
Without his knowledge.
It's just awesome.
Our man cave
that's
competition.
That's right. It's just awesome.
Someone says, oldies but goodies. Way to sing it, Joe. Yeah. Christian, of course, we've got to get Joe singing. Which song was that? Was it John Denver? Yeah. Sadiq Mir, Roger, someone says here, also owns a Copper Penny Pub, which is, you know where that's okay. at?
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
right
yeah.
there on
yeah.
Central, right? Yeah. So, yeah, we'll be over there. We'll see him and Jeannie over the Ohio Club later today. Coming up shortly, we'll visit with Cliff and Susan, Melinda Mayo. We got to play Factor Crap, presented by our good friends at Arkansas Municipal Equipment and Highway 270 Grill. Joe, we'll let you off the hook.
Thank
no,
you.
No Factor Crap for you today. But, hey, congratulations on 30 years officially today.
Yeah, just very lucky. You know, a lot of hard work by a lot of people. But we just had, you know, just had a lot of support from the community. And
now, you said you and Tommy –
We have three new partners. We still
But
own,
you are still involved, though.
We're both involved. Tommy is more, he watches the you know, every day, the
numbers and
the numbers and stuff, and he's excellent at that. And
Do you think you'll ever step away at some point?
Oh, absolutely.
Are we talking a year? Talking about a few weeks?
Right, you want
today?
Me to leave?
Today?
You want me to leave?
No, Joe. You always have to do our deserving dozen, man.
Who's going to do? Who's going to take care of you? I keep doing it because I look over here at you two guys and I'm like, who's going to take care of these people? We're going another 5 years, Dana. Why? Who the hell is going to take care of Baz and Roger?
I was talking to the other day somewhere, Joe and Raj. I was telling, and Christian. I was telling them about Joe. I said, let me tell you, Joe is a super nice guy. I said, he reminds me a little bit of me in the sense that we're both nice guys, but when you step on the field, you know, Joe would fight you in a second and was intense and a competitor.
Yeah.
Remember
that, Roger.
That's why he's writing my emails.
If you go back and look at the videotape, you'll see Joe's a fiery guy. Fist clenched.
The Hulk.
You see me, Roger. You know, there's. You know, I'm getting up. Let's go.
Blood,
you know, yeah.
sweat,
And so, but it just goes to show you can be a nice guy, still be a fierce competitor.
You can be. You can walk softly and carry a big stick.
And Joe's also a guy, Roger, that will, for years, he will go to his restaurant. He will bus tables. Yeah. There's nothing that Joe won't do.
He's an Olympic champion.
That he asks his employees to do.
No, we know a lot of people that
have. Well, I think the restaurant people who own restaurants will attest to this. You better do that if you're an owner. And, you know, unless you're a big chain and you can have five or six managers. But if you're a locally owned, restaurant, which I mean, we're a chain, but we're really not. We are a local restaurant. And, people who own local restaurants, you have to do it all. If you don't, you're not going to.
A question here. Someone says, will sandwiches be ready to go at 11? Well, you open the doors at 11. U.S. Open, I guess it has started. We keep seeing, we're watching USA Network. And they hadn't shown anybody swinging a club other than warming up. So I don't know if they officially started. Joe, it looked like in the paper today it was going to start earlier. But look at it. The conditions look windy and overcast.
Yeah, that's the first tee. So somebody's getting ready to hit.
Yeah. It's obviously will be Father's Day weekend. Happy Father's Day, Joe.
Happy Father's Day, Joe. Yeah.
Same thing to you, Roger, and Christian. You guys are fathers.
To you.
And you're a grandpa. How many grandkids you got, Joe?
Six.
Wow. Nice.
What do they call you?
Pops.
Pops.
That's what I call him, too.
You're Pop Pops.
I'm a Pop Pop. No, yes, just Pop Pop. Also, if someone goes to, well, not if, who goes to Corky's this morning that listens to the show, please, when you get there, send us some pictures. We'll see how crazy the line is of everybody.
It's not going to be a line.
I want to know. I want to see.
We're going to cause a line. Joe also, too, I'm sure we were at Hill Station the other day, which is a great place to watch soccer.
You
can come and sit at the bar and watch some soccer at Corky's, too.
Got $2 drafts.
Yes, exactly.
You can stay there and, now you can't have 12 pork sandwiches.
and we did want to mention real quick.
I'd like a 12-pack for $3.60.
Right. As we go to break here, and we'll come back here and visit with Cliff and Susan. Today was the day you were drafted, 1985.
As the
sixth overall pick in the NBA. Who was ahead of you? List them in order.
Patrick Ewing. Okay. Benoit Benjamin.
Okay.
Wayman Tisdale.
Wayman went second, right?
John Konkak.
Oh, I remember him. He went before you, yes, SMU. Yes, idiots.
Yeah. I want to say Xavier McDaniel.
All right. Wow. Well, the big Joe. How about that?
He's the only one
of the greatest
alive.
Of all time. All right, Joe. Congratulations, buddy.
And it's in both locations.
Both locations. All right. We got that
both
done.
Both locations.
30 cents. 30 cents.
$30
slabs all the way through June. Two of them.
Yes.
I need to get that out. You got that answer? Yeah.
That was a warm important. Feeling yeah. over my body.
That's
not the good warm feeling.
I know it when he goes, I'll write it. I'll write
the complaint for you.
All right, don't go away. 8 o'clock.
Why so serious?
Sports talk and entertainment.
Let's put a smile on that face.
103.7 The Buzz.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver here. Can we agree that summer is way better when your body actually cooperates? Because if joint pain is slowing you down, knees, hips, shoulders, back, you're probably...